In this case are examples of so-called Kaushan carpets. They're made entirely from silk.
The names we use for Persian carpets are in some ways a little bit arbitrary because we're not 100% sure of the provenance of most of them, but there's general agreement that these small silk carpets were probably woven in the city of Kaushan. These are the luxury objects par excellence.
There's this whole tactile quality. If you imagine the silk pile of one of these carpets.
Absolutely, which is one of the reasons we keep these carpets behind plexiglass, because they're almost irresistible to the sense of touch.
And something else, too, is that the vocabulary, if you will, the visual vocabulary in the ones with the animal combats is absolutely the same as what one finds in the borders of manuscripts, what you find on book bindings.
Which shows that there's a common origin for all of these arts in the Royal Design Atelier at the Safavid Court in the first half of the 16th century.
That's absolutely right. I mean, that there really is a unity at the very high end of the arts in the period we're talking about in the 16th century.
Right, and high ends don't get much higher than this.
No, that's for sure.